Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the one man on me, ain't Sean. I never been tookin' out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make a nigga go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicine. Your ass thought you were better than a son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more shit. Enough to make you break and shake your ass hot today. Rhyme good as a tasty cake, mate. This style, I'm mastered in. Niggas catching headaches, what? You need aspirin? The type of pain you couldn't even kill with Midol. Fuck around, get sprayed with Lysol. In your face like a can of mace, baby. This is burning with fucking now you're learning how. I don't even like your motherfucking profile. Give me my fucking shit. Wow, that's seen and heard. No one knows, you forget. Niggas be quiet as death. Now you know nothing before you knew a whole fucking lot. Your ass don't wanna get shot. A lot of MCs came to my showdown. Then watch me put your fucking ass low down. As you can go, below zero. Without a doubt, I never been taken out by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure how to pull a fucking gun trigger to get the fuck out of here. Nigga, when they get too close to the utmost, when I got stacked, that attack any whack host. It's so doing no fuck that nigga's name. My hip hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rains, it pours up around hardcore. That's why I give you more of the roar. Tell him that I got what will rock the spot. MC, I'll be burning, burning hot. Whoa, ho, ho. Let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. I'm homicidal when you enter the target. Nigga, get up, act like a pig, try to hog shit. Why take your ass out quick? The mic from had it, my nigga. You can suck my dick. If you wanna step to my motherfucking rep, bow, 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 blow to death. You got shot, cause you knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Another motherfucking hard rock. Slacking on your back, cause Raw's what you lack. You wanna react? Bring it on back.
Same with you when you step up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, sure. Same on you when you step up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, sure. Brooklyn, sure. Same on you when you step up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, sure. Same on you when you step up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, sure. Same on you when you step up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, sure. What? My nigga.
Rocking pre-game radio. We got Deuce the Privilege in the building. He's rocking with us. He's our future artist tonight. And as y'all already know, we're going to do the throwback thing. As y'all already heard, that was the ODB throwback joint. Off the Ebb, it's her birthday, so we're celebrating for her. She picked every track that I'm playing tonight, all the throwbacks and everything like that, with the exception of the Deuce the Privilege joints, which I got a couple of joints because he's even worked with pre-game approved artists. So this is going to be a real crazy thing I got tonight. But matter of fact, I want to pick Deuce the Privilege's brain real quick. And I know he's on the check, and I know he's rocking with us. He got to tell me who did this joint here.
When they pump it in the juice, it's going rock, right. In the streets, it's going rock, right. At a show, it's going rock, right. Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do. When they pump it in the juice, it's going rock, right. In the streets, it's going rock, right. At a show, it's going rock, right. Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do.
Landscaping and mentally shaping. Looking at my Gucci, it's about dead time. Represent my peoples on the Illadel side. Live like my 93 shit phone vibe. I used imagination like Han Solo. Master that like thick with the offbeat flow. A lady like B in stereo. Rap way back at the plat with super bad disco. Used to do the feat to Patty Duke and Gigolo. After midnights on the weekend, ho. You remember we 3D with Study B. Enough respect go to a vet money. PSK, Miz on porcelain. You see Jude B rock ride the court fade. Reach from the bottom, discombobble overlay. Jerome was the break if you was digging in the crate.
When they bump it in the juice, it's gon' rock ride. In the juice, it's gon' rock ride. At a show, it's gon' rock ride. Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do. When they bump it in the juice, it's gon' rock ride. In the juice, it's gon' rock ride. At a show, it's gon' rock ride. Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do.
The youngsters be making cruise pop. Divine beings got the truth down in hip hop. Man called Lux flipping on the boombox. Mad props, the ruggedness, lyrical terrorists. Funky rhyming like EBS. Nation with the next news of being jazz fresh. Easing back and let the hit ya. Rubble town mixture. Murder with the hypnotic blue girl. Back to back, ghetto porn to scratch. Battlestar Galact, cosmic abstract. The first out the limo was the nigga Charlie Mack. Westfield represent KD, where's it at? Cause we not taking no shorts no more. You to the rebels of pain and dice roar. Rock on, sex machine, gotta rock on. When the board tab, gotta rock on. EC the rock, need the rock on. And the task force need the rock on. And Destro need the rock on. And the Red Bull need the rock on. DJ Mark need the rock on. Rock the block, need the rock on. 100X need the rock on. Graham Squad need the rock on. BSB need the rock on. Rock on, and Larry Ladd need the rock on, and LaVie need the rock on, Essential Elements need the rock on, Cash, Money rock on, Illadel Massive rock on, Schoolie D need the rock on, Cosmic Kev need the rock on, and Kobe Cove need the rock on, and the Roots need the rock on, and the Tape need the shit though.
Yes. That was just a taste of some of the throwback stuff. I'm taking people back tonight, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we celebrating staff member Ebony's birthday, so she picked all the old school tracks and anything like that. And pay close attention. If you went to a hooky party or something like that in Brooklyn, especially in the late 90s, early 2000s, you dance to a mix like this. Call us up, 347-857-4302. We got Deuce the Privilege in the building. We got the lovely LaTangela Faye in the building. She's rocking with us. She's in the co-host chair today. She's the co-pilot. So we doing the damn thing. But hit us up. We rocking tonight. We partying. Here we go.
Yes, Naya. Cool, Naya. Who am I? It's just the girl, them sugar. All right. Here, Anna. Oh, na, 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 na. My bimmer, who am I? The girls and sugar, how can I make love to a fella in a rush? Pass me the keys to my truck. Who am I? The girls them luck, and I will make love to pressure. Fuck. You a bubble get ready if like a bucket. Drop your nigga like your nigga if you're sick it. Drop your ass like a cow, you wanna chop it. Drop me your ticket like a cow, you wanna dig it. It's like a river side up on the bank and you take it. It's like a bicycle so you hold it and that's it. So you want it so you crash it, say you tell you say you grab it. Y'all say you beg you wanna ball, take it, chop it. Batman plug in and you move like a electric. It's like a basketball, she take time out to vomit. Well listen to me silent, well listen to me lyric. I be in a man, they have me a drop it. I said, sim sim. Who got the keys to my bimmer? Who am I? The girls them sugar. How can I make love to a fella in a rush? Lost in the keys to my truck. Who am I?
How I toss me man and catch me girl, live me and see that grow me. Who the boy owe me, him argument show me. Him girl want blow me, so she hit and me blow me. Me here now you owe me, a 1590. Me check it out, deep down to the grandma heart. Me so I got the boy cross me, the boy bad mind me. That's why me argument just for not wrong me. And him big for sister now you me. Me do what them claim to them know me. And them argument show me, show me, show me. That boy then him wrong.
Thank you. kill. It's like a rubber bill, just find extra gear. Things don't sound the same, far from the finals, you that's why. No retreat, no surrender. We not lotion, sweat, or powder. We tell them, no retreat, no surrender. We not lotion, sweat, or powder. Look to a man, little left, a little pipe, I give you.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Kid Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. Rockland's King is in the building. And on Friday nights when I'm not hollering at snow bunnies and all that, trying to give me a little number, I'm tuned in. What I'm tuned in to? I'm tuned in to Brooklyn Black Pre-Game Radio. You heard? What you hear me? Pre-Game Radio with your boy, Brooklyn Black. Ladies, he's coming for you. It's your boy. I'm out.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. You know, and right here at my side, I got the homie Stay High. He's rocking with us. We got the lovely Latangela. She's filling in for Ebba. It's her birthday, so, you know, she got the night off. She's partying, celebrating, doing what she do. Latangela, how you doing, sweetie?
Hey, I'm always better when I'm chilling with Brooklyn. Beef, who wants that? But wait a second.
You
I thought we were supposed to have a night off, too, so we can hang out with Ebba. Happy birthday.
No doubt. You know, I gotta come out to you one night. I gotta get out to Baton Rouge, you know, straight up, no BS. I gotta get out there because we do get a, you know, PM Radio gets a lot of love from Baton Rouge, from Louisiana, and of course from you. It's a big thank you to you. So like I said, I gotta get out there. You know, I know it was live a couple of weeks ago for Mardi Gras and all that over there.
Thank you for having me on the show. We gotta make this a habit. I'm always tuning in, checking y'all out.
Oh, wow. And we got, and actually next Friday is going to be Ladies Day.
Awesome,
man. Ladies of Pregame Radio, they come, they push me out the studio, you know what I'm saying? They tell me go do something with my time or whatever. And they take over. And, you know, it's Ladies Night. We have, you know, our special guest artists and everything like that. And also, just to let you know, we're coming from multiple fronts right now. Right now, Pregame Radio can be heard at pregameradio.ning.com. Also, can be heard at Biz. And Pregame Radio can be heard right now from gsdworldwide.com. That's gsdworldwide.com. Another place where we can be heard from is dtfradio.com/Brooklyn Black. So we're coming from a multiple of fronts, and Pregame Radio is on iTunes. But whoever listens, up behind the scenes, let me know how you access it because I can't. I just know because the station tells me you get downloads from iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find it. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me do it. Call us up 347-857-4302. We are rocking for the whole night, and we got Tangela here. Well, we're not rocking the whole night. We're just here till 1 o'clock. But
no, I'm not tired. Sleep is overrated. We're here all night.
But I was filling myself with that reggae mix that I just went in on.
Man, it was banging. I'm like, hold on a second. I had to put the phone down on speaker so I can get my dance on. Stop. Get it.
You know, especially in Brooklyn. We would the hooky parties and all that. You go to that and like what? Any of those songs?
No, wait. No, what point is it?
Up on nothing. Something was wrong with you.
Yeah, you got to get up and move to that.
I got to get. And for those who don't know, Miss LaTangela, you know, if you can't tell by the accent, she's calling live from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
No, you didn't just give me the accent card.
Well, of course, to you, I have the accent because, you know, that's the Brooklyn accent. That's how we do.
That's all right. You know, let it rub off on me. Then I can get some of that New York Brooklyn style with me. Turn my swag up.
I would go get on Priceline right now and book you a flight. Don't play with me.
Field trip. Because I was thinking Greyhound.
That's what I'm talking about. Field trip. So we live, like I said, we're doing pregame radio right now. And let me tell all you listeners something. The fact that LaTangela said it was long overdue, one, but the fact that she said it makes this episode of Pregame Radio real momentous. For those who don't know, LaTangela's day job is something kind of awesome.
Can you
tell
people the dancing
know what your day job is? Huh?
Oh, wait, you call this a job? That's a part of my work release program. They send me there, and I have the talk and the voices in my head. They talk back sometimes.
And where can people hear your speech, hear you talk and all that?
Well, you can get all of my links at LaTangelaFayRadio.com. That's LaTangelaFayRadio.com. In the mornings is WMX FM, that's our number one hip-hop station in the market, and KQXL FM overnight, 12 to 5. It's also another one of our number one stations. You know, we're just getting it in, making it happen, trying to make you proud.
So you see, she said, and like she just said, she's part of the number one hip-hop station in her town, in her city, on the mainstream
side.
Yep,
it'll be 14 years in April.
And she's here on Pregame Radio. So
And I appreciate you having me tonight,
how,
too.
You know, this is an example on how pregame radio is getting out there, like how I'm doing this, and I always tell people, and they can always see the bio at the website, pregameradio.noon.com. But this was something like I just did as a hobby, just to, and now look at this. We're not even a year. We got people like we had Keywan from the St. Lunatics on here a couple weeks back.
Oh, that's what's up.
You know, so and he wore premier joints on pregame radio. So before they hit the mainstream airwaves, they were played here first. Like we're even in the mix of working out a contest for one of his music videos for the track that he premiered on pregame radio. So
nice. Now here's my bone I have to pick with you. You let him on the show before you let me on? Now my feelings are hurt.
Now see, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm always late.
I need my ass beat moment. That's you know, I need my ass beat for that one. I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's all good, you know.
We're gonna get into one more throwback, and this one right here, if you know this, you can't call yourself a hip hop head, a Brooklynite, nothing.
Let's get it.
Everybody must know this. Like, this is hip hop 101. Like, you learned this song here. And we still going to see Producer Privilege headed. I hope he remembers who did that song that I played earlier before the reggae mix.
Uh oh. Oh, snap.
But we don't see what it is after this. It's radio. Call us up 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black. Stay high on my right. We've got the Tangela in the building, and this is coming up in a couple of minutes. So this is it's an awesome night. Happy birthday, Ebony. I love you, my big sis. Remember, we're doing back as pregame radio.
Are amused by other brothers' rep, but the thing you know best is where the gun is kept. Cause in the night you'll feel fright, and at the sight of a 4/5, I guess you just might wanna do a dance or two. Cause he can maybe bust you for self or with a crew. No matter if you or your brother's a star, he could pop you in jet without a getaway car. And some might say that he's a dummy, but he's sticking you for taking all of your money. It's a daily operation. He might be loose in the box or lurking at the train station. Mad brothers know his name, so he thinks he got a little fame from the stick-up game. And while we're blaming society, he's at a party with his man. They got the eye and the gold chain that the next man's wearing. It looks big, but they ain't staring, just thinking of a way. And when you get the brother, they'll be long gone before the kid recovers. And back around the way, he'll have the chain on his neck, claiming respect just to get a rap. Brothers in a circle, has a kid trapped. The one with the hoodie said will hurt you if you don't run out your juice and pay. Give up the Rolex watch or you won't see another day. See, they were on the attack, and one said, yo, you wanna make this to a homicide rap? Make it fast so we can be on our way. Kick in the rings and everything, okay? The kid was nervous and flinching, and little shorty with the 3-8, yo, he was inching. Closer and closer, put the gun to his head. Shorty was down to catch a body instead. Money was scarce, so he panicked. Took off his link and his ring and ran frantic. But shorty said, nah, pull the trigger and step. It was nothing. He did it just to get a rep. Bigger. Now he's known for his trigger finger, rolling with troops of his sons like a gangster figure. He's near the peak of his crazy career. His posse's a nightmare, Mac and jewels and crazy gear. But as we know, the things we do come back. And shorty's not peeping, others are scheming to counteract. Cause the kid that got shot didn't perish, so he pulls up in the Jeep with tinted windows. Too late, shorty was caught in the mix. His time ran out, his number came up, and that's it. You know the rest, so don't front, the plan is in effect. Some brothers gotta go out just to get a rep. Rep. Yeah.
Yeah, we allow back pregame radio. That was gangsta. That was just to get a rep. Like, yo, that took me back. I was a little dude though. I ain't gonna front. You know, I was young. And that joint there, like, that took me back. I had a furry little Kango. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ev, because Ev, she fed me my hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, we celebrating her today. It's her birthday. She picked every throwback that I'm playing, except for the reggae mix. I did that on my own. we got the Tanger in the building. How you doing, sweetie?
Man, I'm real good right now. Just chilling, getting some of this hair bobbing music in with you. I'm loving it.
Oh, thank you. Like, you know, just like you know, I do it like that, and you know, like I said, I have no prior like radio background, nothing like that. The thing about it is, it's just that the type of person that I am, like you know the back and forth we have on Twitter.
Right.
Like,
speaking of, I'm on the Twitter right now.
Got me back to watch wrestling again. Look, Andrew, she got me back to watch wrestling, and I'm glad that I did because The Rock is back. So I'm even like getting WrestleMania and all that good stuff. So. Like I said, that's cool because, you know, we go back and forth. She had Matt Hardy, you know, try to get at me, but it's all well and good.
Well, I told you about picking fights with my boyfriends. At the time, I was loving Matt Hardy. He was loving me. And, you know, we called it off because he just had this problem. And I was just like, dude, really? You know, so
yeah,
my Twitter grew no longer,
but
I still love him.
I don't know. But it's that time of the show. It originally started on pregame radio as the Dumbass of the Week.
I have a couple of those.
Exactly. And, you know, it progressed and everything. Like, this is normally Ebony's, you know, section of the show, but as always, for today, it's her birthday. She got the night off. She's doing her thing. She's partying. She got her homies there. So shout out to Nick. Shout out to Miss Lanes. You know, she's
happy
in the
birthday,
building. So, you know, we're doing the damn thing. But this is that time of the show, and it has evolved. It's been changed. It even became a trending topic on Twitter, which is actually, it's still trending. It's not like in the top 10 like it used to be, but it's still going. It's how you need your ass beat. So this is where we highlight, you know, some people who, you know, and not need their ass beat as in somebody needs to go and fight them for 30 seconds and punch them. I mean, like, their mama needs to take off her belt or daddy to take off his belt, put them over the knee and beat their ass.
Simple as that.
Pretty much.
All right, well, let's get it. Who's number one on your list?
Number one on my list, Chris Brown. I'm sorry.
Oh, definitely. Now, okay, quick question. Now, is it for dyeing his hair blonde, or is it for the Good Morning America skit?
Now, here's the thing. I was going to give him a pass on the hair dyeing thing.
Why? He looked like Cisco Jr. That's not what's up.
I put that on Facebook. I swear I did. I put it on Facebook. You can check my thing. I put it on somebody's status because she had put up the news link of him wilding out. And I said I was going to give him a pass for dyeing his hair because, you know, people do crazy shit. He's 21. You know what I'm saying? People do crazy shit.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say he's 21? That boy is pushing 30. Don't you believe that?
Well, that's what they tell us.
Okay.
All right. So, for those who don't know what we're talking about, Chris Brown recently appeared on Good Morning America here in New York City. And
right. I've been in New York where the wind is great and he's just felt stupid. Okay, carry on.
And, you know, he was promoting his album. He had the album release party at the famous Webster Hall later that night. So he was there, and the lady interviewing him, Robin something. Robin
right.
or something like that.
Actually, I think she's from Louisiana. Shouts out to the hometown.
Oh, man, shit. Louisiana's in the building, heavy on the check-in tonight. And she kept asking him about the Rihanna situation. Now, I understand it was years ago what happened. He did his community service. He went to anger management. Or whatever he had to do, he's doing his probation, everything. It's in the past. I understand he don't want to talk about it, which is all well and good. But he needs his ass beat just due to the fact he had a temper tantrum. And not only does he need his ass beat for this, his publicist, his team who handles that shit, needs their ass beat.
Okay, now let me break it down for you. On Good Morning America, you know, they have to go through a briefing of what you want to talk about, what questions we're going to ask. That little boy knew she was going to ask him about that. He knew.
So if he knew and he still carried on like that, that's definitely why he needs his ass beat. Also, they should have made sure that this Robin something.
Robin.
That she did not talk about the situation.
Okay, now this is why he really needs to be down.
He had himself while on air, but then he went to his dressing room, wilded out, threw a chair out a window, and things of that nature. That's why I say he needs that. Like, come on, if one of you knew she was asking those questions, you still carried on like that? You need your ass beat. Like, the most you should have done was just spaz out on your publicist for not making sure that they didn't talk about it and everything like that. You know, or you could have went to Twitter like you did, but the tweet got deleted. I wonder why. And said what you said, but no reason for you to throw this shit out the window. But please, Miss Faith, break it down for us.
Here it is. I got one for you. Your girl, Paris Hilton, could you please put a pound in the trending topic on her for her 1% rule? She has this 1% rule that if the guy has 1% of black in him, I can't date him. I can't text him. Black guys are gross. What?
Yo,
I'm going to do that.
She's a straight up liar. But we got our speech at all. The Stoops to Privilege is live in the building with us. Stoops, what's good, man?
Hey, dude.
Chilling, man. How y'all doing?
Chilling.
That's what's up, man. I'm listening to y'all going in on the boy Chris Brown. Leave Chris Brown alone, man.
No, what are you going to do? What, I got to keep my hands in my pocket or he going to swing on me? You know what the difference is? He tried it on a chick in New York. He tried it on a chick from Barbados, but it won't happen like that if he come down south. He knows.
Oh, man. I'm saying on that.
I can't make up excuses for him carrying on like a monster.
Nah, I'm not making excuses, but I'm not making excuses.
The call room is popping right now. Oh,
yo,
my
love.
Goodness. Shout out to everybody here. We're doing the damn thing tonight. We
love
to
make you do crazy things.
Yo, come on, son. We're not going to talk about the love or whatever. No, like that. But let's get into these calls real quick because there's people that want to say something.
Right. And I'd rather talk about Justin Bieber and Chris Brown right now.
Yo. Yo, what's good?
What's going on, man?
You get me?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, okay. I don't mean to start no trouble, but I need to say something about need your ass beat to you, cause you vibe. Y'all cheered my boy last week, but then you need your ass beat. You know them niggas was trash on the other show when you was on the panel. Hello.
You talking about
what's up?
Wait. We talking about on NFIO or on pregame radio?
No. When you was on the panel for the Cypher shit, and y'all try to say, like, y'all voted against, like, let me just clarify that for the listeners. It was four rappers. One of them was my artist. Not enough for nothing. I don't really pick sides. Like, I can understand if they killed Fuego, but all three of them was trash. Like, and everybody got voted. I just feel you need your ass beat because you was on the panel. You come on that bullshit.
Wait a second. Pause. Hold on a second. I need somebody to catch me up. So last week you had a freestyle ballad or something?
All right, check it out. Here's what it is. On Tuesday, Brooklyn Black, he puts on his Randy Jackson type hat, and I get on this other show and we judge the freestyle battle. And like I said, Leaf's artist was one of the artists in the thing. Now, here's why I did not vote for Fuego. One, Fuego already had his spot in Battle Me Fridays. So it made no sense to put him up, you know what I'm saying, put him out there and everything like that when he already got his spot. Like, he was just doing it for the shits and giggles. We needed to get the two people in there who haven't been, whose spot isn't there. That's why I ain't vote for Fuego.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just had to get the other two dudes there. Now, wait, hold on, Lee. Now, one of the artists that I picked, Phenar, he was one of those crybaby dudes who beat with the beat.
He's trash. Like, why
did
you like? He's trash, Black. You know what it is, Black. That nigga's trash.
He's trash, but yeah.
They need me on a panel. I'm gonna crush him in career.
And plus two, and I know what he spit was a written. You know what I'm saying? I know this, but see, here's the thing. like I said, we had to get people who weren't in the Battle Me Friday thing in already. Like, we had to lock those remaining spots up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we had to do it. And there was only three artists. It was Fuego, it was the dude Phenom, and the other artist.
The white dude who was spitting mad. He was spitting bars, but he wasn't saying nothing. Like, all
right,
he spit,
right.
What, 1,000 bars
but
in a minute?
We had to get them in there. You know what I'm saying? And more than likely, depending on how the cars get pulled, Fuego might have to go up against one of these dudes and take them out anyway.
I can't wait. Yo, I'm saying you did a boss move, but man, like, they trash. Like, that's my opinion. That's why you need your ass beat.
They were trash, but hold right, on.
So he lost.
Let's get to these next callers. And also, like I said, people who need their ass beat, Chris Brown, Paris Hilton, and
Brooklyn Black.
We got
Brooklyn Black from the sounds of it, I mean.
We got Ebene, the birthday girl. We got it in the building. Hey, what's up? Happy birthday, baby.
Hey, Ab, happy birthday.
Ab, happy birthday, Ab.
Yo.
Happy birthday, Ab. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yo, nigga, you ain't vote for Fuego. I'm going to have to punch you in your fucking butt. You're going to be bringing that shit with my TVO boy, son. We're going to have to fight for that shit. Like, yeah. What's good, yo? Y'all been drinking Coco Loco since 11 a.m., so I'm tight, nice right now. Real talk, what's good? Y'all talking about Chris Brown. Yo, leave Chris Brown the fuck alone. That nigga been through enough shit with that raggedy bitch Rihanna, because I'm telling you, she started that fight. She provoked that nigga. He couldn't take it no more, and he had to shut her the fuck up. Now, I don't condone a man putting anything on a woman other than his lips, okay? I don't condone that shit. But real talk, he cut the shoes to fight. Cut him some slack. Fuck all that clapping shit. Cut that nigga some slack. He's young. He made a mistake. It's over. Stop riding him about that shit. Leave him the fuck alone.
And he's going to make another mistake. And while Rihanna Grace on the cover of Vogue, he's getting another mugshot. Because he don't know how to control himself. Because he's a violent monster.
Yo, well,
nah, he ain't no monster. I mean, yo, like
that's how
they
came them out to be. They didn't have to bring that shit up, yo. He was there to.
They didn't have to, but she's
already,
so that's what she's gonna do.
He's trying to move forward, and you know what? I'd have tore that motherfucker up too. Bitch, don't be asking no questions about no shit from the fucking past. That shit is the past.
But you know what? This is the
over.
Thing, though.
Fuck that.
This is the
fuck
thing.
That.
I don't think we'd be so lenient on Chris Brown if he bruised our sister like that, or if he bruised one of our kids like that.
No,
you know, it's
no,
like they
no.
gave him a second chance because black people are so lenient on him. So for BET, they let him get up there do his whole crying charade. It was okay. Chris Brown is back. Now he's back and he's acting okay.
For the news. You know why? Because we handle our shit. We would have fucked that nigga up. He would have never did it again, trust me. And he would have never had to go to the news. Real talk.
But you know what? She wanted her ratings, and ABC Good Morning America got
look,
ratings off of him
look,
making the money.
Besides that, my sister know how to box. She can hold her own, so I ain't even worried about her. Like
exactly.
That.
Shout out to the sister Chance, who knows how to box, who hands skills is up there. But, yeah, you know, it's your birthday. We're doing pals. You need to ask me right now. And also, and of course, your girl Paris is dead center. She won't date black guys. I say she probably won't date a black guy sober.
And that's how she came up with the 1% rule. She said she was
who
in the club in the middle of the night, and it was Vin Diesel that she was kissing on, but she didn't realize who he was, and the lights were dim. She just met him. So who can she call nasty or say that black people are gross, but she's in the middle of the club kissing on the guy. She didn't even know who he was. The lights came on.
About?
She realized
who
he was
black.
She got a 1% rule.
Y'all both need y'all ass beat for even talking about Paris Hilton.
Hard up.
Are we serious right now? We talking about Paris Hilton? Nobody killing
me. She needs to ask me, but hold on. We got to get to this next caller right here. Your last four digits, 8212. You are live or pregame radio. Who's this and where you calling from?
Yo.
8212, you live on the air.
Yo.
Hey.
Yo, what's good? What's good? What it is?
It's popping.
Cool.
It?
Yo, this is Robbie Salute Network ENT all day. Call
yo, what it look like for you?
Yo,
good.
What it is, homie?
You already know. Shout out to Network ENT. That's one of my artists, General of the South right there. What's popping?
Hey, General.
Hey, I'm out here. How you doing?
chilling.
Thanks for hooking up with us tonight. I just tuned in. I was listening to little things y'all was saying. You know, y'all real comedians up there. And for real talk, bro. I beat Chris Brown ass, bro. Chris Brown got to get it, man.
Exactly. Thank you. So where down south you calling from, man? Where you at?
I'm in the MIA, yo. You know, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah, MIA, only for the whole Brooklyn. I'm doing it day for Brooklyn down here, you know?
I'm waiting on Chris Brown so I can do an interview with him so I can bring up all kind of stuff. I want him to cut up on my set. I'm going to pick and pick and pull with him. I'm going to be a string and have the wheel in his back. I'm going to control him. I'm waiting on him.
Now, this is a chance to go. Already talking, you know, but it is what it is. But still, you know, they need their ass beat. For those on Twitter, joining on the conversation, Pam, you need your ass beat. Ed, I know it's your birthday and all, and I hate to put you to work, but do you have anyone else you want to throw in there for
me? I ain't fucking working today, Pam. You need your ass beat. You need asking me that bullshit. Motherfucker, I said I've been drinking Coco Loco since 11 a.m. Nigga, you need your ass beat. How about that?
But she show up without the birthday cake. Now, you know Sharon is Karen. Where is the cake?
Come get us right. UTV on this, Fuego, what's up? Yo, y'all in the building? Yo, get on that train. Get off that Broadway, Nassau. Come downstairs, hop on that J, take you to Merlin Broadway. We meet you at the train station. We ain't going to make
you. Hold on a second. What if I'm taking Greyhound?
We
have
a class for projects. We meet you at the train station.
I'm coming Greyhound.
So, 347-857-4302. As you already know, it's a party. We're celebrating Ev's birthday. And we got LaTangela in the building. She's doing her thing. She's made herself at home. We got Deuce the Privilege. He's our featured artist. And matter of fact, I was going to go into another throwback for Ev, but I'm going to go into a Deuce the Privilege joint that he did with other pregame approved artist, H Squared. Deuce, tell us about I Want It All, man.
I Want It All. It says it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, those who know me, they know I do a little bit of everything. Like, you know, I run an entertainment company. I run a multimedia company agency. I run a fashion company. You know what I mean? I do it all because I want it all. Constant grind, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so we're going to get into it. I Want It All. Deuce the Privilege featuring A-Squared. Shout out to them. Check them out, asquaredmusic.com. And, you know, we're just doing the damn thing. All right, and call us up. We having a party, and LaTangela just brings people with us. So shout out to everybody in the call room who's rocking with us.
Hell true.
You know, it's pregame radio. All right, and we'll be right back.
Deuce the Privilege, H Squared, Sway J, R.I.P. D-Rap, Network.
I want it all.
But I'm not acting. When I rap, I body tracks, close casket. Brooklyn boy, born in the style, homie. Round here we live by do or die, homie. Look around, opportunity is everywhere. Plus a few of us trying to stop us from getting here. Nah, that ain't Swave at all. United we stand, divided we fall. So we sit at round tables where we put our thoughts together. When it's time to eat, we equally divide the cheddar. The way I'm grinding for mine, they can't understand it. I see an opportunity, I'ma take advantage. 7 days, 7 nights, no days off. Work smart and play hard when it pays off. Big whips, big whips, yeah, I want it all. Stacks on deck, 6 feet tall.
I want it all.
February
star was born. So I get my shine on, even with no lights on. Stepping out the crib so fresh, so clean. Fresh fitted white tee, new kicks, new jeans. The ice in the chain got me in the headlock. Married to the game, but sunning rappers out of wedlock. Started in the hood, grinding like a transmission. From the streets to the office, made the transition. Riding, deciding, crack, crab, or lobster. Fettuccine, Alfredo, shrimp, and my pasta. I'm the real McCoy, y'all clones and imposters. Fake it in the dreads on the head, the white roster. I'm addicted to the hustle, addicted to the flow. Live fast, you die young, pump your brakes, slow your road. I'm living the dream, I'm the most slept on. Bob your head till you hurt your neck like you slept wrong.
I want it all, the money, the cribs, the girls and the cars.
Okay, okay.
They know who we are.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go, people treat us like stars.
Royalty, royalty.
I want it all,
want?
The money, the cribs, the girls and the cars.
Yes.
Trying to
yes.
live in that.
Poppin' bottles
at the
bar, three drinks all night, waves up,
it's on us. I want it all and I'ma get it, so why should I sweat it? You heard what I said, just remembered it, I said it. This is history, giving you the gist of it. Your lady probably going down on history, so you probably pissed at me. But that's the life you live, when you want it all. Cause when you get it all, you ain't got a ball. I want it all cause I feel I deserve it. I'm living life for a reason, with one main purpose.
What's that?
To live comfy, bowl out of control. Till I can't ball no more, then talk about it when I'm old. Sitting on top of the world, but that's obvious. Usually the world's in my hand, I must have dropped it. See through my suave lens, day and night, no stopping it. Nights in Gotham City, my days in Metropolis. Everything I touch is gold, call me Midas. You see the picture I paint, you'll understand the art behind it. Too much counting on this, too much on my shoulders. You little niggas kick rocks, I'm knocking over boulders. Dream it as a youngin, live it as I'm older. It's only the beginning, Sway, it's far from over.
I want it all, the money, the cribs, the girls, and the cars.
Okay, okay.
They know who we are.
It's your girl Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Pregame radio, we back. That was Deuce to Privilege featuring H Square. I want it all. That's, you know, that's my, you know, joint right there. But as always, my vote doesn't count. So we're going to get my panel of judges in here. First off, we have the lovely co-host of the evening, LaTanzla, in the building.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? I want to shout out to my mom and them. And Pookie and Ray Ray and everybody. And happy birthday to my girl, Elle, because it's her birthday.
So tell me, what you think on that joint there? Did you like it? Not like it?
I like it. It kept me banging. Who was that? Tell me out.
Okay. You got Deuce to Privilege in the building. That was his track there.
Nice.
Let's see. We gonna get to the call. You know, get to the callers. See what they thought about it. Jada Tech Guy. Tell us, did you like that joint?
I was feeling it, yo. I want it all too. That's what's up. Good luck,
you know, want it all. So right there, there's a thumbs up there. So Deuce Willis, he's on his way. Being pre-game proof. Actually, that's two thumbs up for him right there. What do you think on that?
Yeah.
Put the Pocolo so down. Did you like the song?
What?
Did you like the song?
The song that just played.
Yes.
It's alright. Yeah, but she clownish. It's alright. Look, I'm going to be pleasant this evening. And I want everyone to know, I got to say this, that if I don't particularly like your song, it's not an attack on you as an artist or you as to your musical capability. So please don't take it personal like that. It's just that particular song. song that I'm just not feeling. The last song, it was all right. You know, I just don't, you know, it sounded a little whiny, you know. You know, well, then they just get it.
That's what's up, though. You know, I could appreciate that because I understand everything's not for everybody. And when you make music, everybody's not going to like every song, but I guarantee I got something you will like. So I take that.
And I appreciate you appreciating that.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
If you don't like whiny songs, you can't be a fan of Lil Wayne because all he do is whine. No, I'm sure he got something. I'm sure he's got something that I'm going to feel. And they going to play it tonight. Come on, Black, get to it.
You know it. And put it on Rippy.
Yo, Black, she got me under the gun right. Yo, Black, she got me under the gun right now. You.
Well, that's what it is. But majority rules, you have mostly thumbs up. So right now, you're throwing your way. You're headed there. Don't worry, you're good. But you are right now under the gun in the hot seat. Let the people know who's the privilege about.
What I'm about, I'm about grinding. I'm about taking care of my family. I'm about self-improvement and empowering my people.
All right, so,
what inspires your music, man?
What inspires my music? Like, overall, I just want to be in a better space in my life, and I want the people around me to be in a better space. So I do a lot of reading, and I learn a lot of things, and I feel that the best way to reach people is through music, the best way to reach the masses. So, you know, I get inspired to make motivational music, but at the same time, not be too preachy, you know?
You know, I'm glad you said that. You know, I'm reading this book right now. I want you to check it out. It's called Practicing the Power of Now, and the author of that is Tolle, T-O-L-L-E. It's like one of those meditation books. I'm not really big in the whole meditation. If I need some peace of mind, I'll pick up a Bible. But one of my friends turned me on to this book, and it's Practicing the Power of Now. You know, like controlling your situation now, not letting other people control you, and you are the substance of what you want to put out into the universe, and that's what finds its way back to you. I think you'll like that. And if you put some of that in your music, hey, can't go wrong with that.
I mean, they say life is 10% what happens to you, 90% how you respond. And at the end of the day, like, a lot of people, I think that a lot of people would be in a lot better positions if they took responsibility to everything that happened to them in life, even situations that they feel that they might not be able to control. But everything that you go through, there's something that you could have done differently to avoid the outcome that you got. So,
right.
You know, I'm going to definitely check that book out.
Well, Deuce, I got a book. Deuce, Ab, I got a book I want you to read. All right? It's called Green Eggs and Ham. Okay?
That's a hit. Number one, baby.
It's
off the globe.
Listen to me. Everything you want to know about life is in that book. Get it.
Hold on. Let me get my pen real quick. Hold on. Let me get my
pen. You don't need no pen, nigga. You freestyle. You can remember this shit. Green Eggs and Ham.
Who's that by?
Dr. Seuss, I'm telling you. Anything you want to know about life, you can find it in a Dr. Seuss book. Trust me when I tell you that. All right? Real talk.
And especially
find it in a Dr. Seuss book. Okay?
The pop-up or the coloring book off the chain.
What's the name?
Adopted on pregame radio.
What's the name of it again?
Green Eggs and Ham.
Just
and who's
type
the author?
Go to Google. Go to Google and put in Dr. Seuss and click on every link that come up. I'm telling you. You hear me? Trust me when I tell you. I don't know who Dr. Seuss is.
Now, y'all need your ass beat for thinking I don't know who Dr. Seuss is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm going to go along.
Y'all forgot I got two kids.
Fuck it.
I got two kids. One is three and one is one. You know how many Dr. Seuss books I got in this crib?
That's what's
all right,
up.
Well, let me ask you this. Who goes harder, Barney or Sesame Street?
Nah,
Sesame
I rock
Street.
With Sesame Street, yo.
Sesame
of
Street.
Course.
All right, just checking, because if you say from Barney, you need your beat.
I'm fucking
with
Barney.
That's crazy, but we rocking. It's free game radio. We here. We giving it to you. You feel what I'm saying? We got these privileges. We rocking. It's happy birthday. And happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We're doing the damn thing. We got you some privilege. We got the lovely Tangela. We got Jay the Tech Guy in the building. So call us up, 347-857-4302. I'm going to get into this joint by Ev, especially for Ev on her day.
Yo, so
Simon,
hold up. You need to play something that I want them to
that was on your list.
All right, then we'll make a play it.
Here we go.
One for the money, two for the bank, three to get you going, cause the breath in the play. Yeah. It's me, the OG Funk Bandit, the B to the R-A-T, and in fact, if you ain't heard of me, take a seat, lay back and listen as I bust for your ass on this funkified mission. That's right. Now it goes like that, and that's how it goes. I'ma give it to all you Negroes and hoes, so listen up, make sure you listen up well. Don't miss a little bit, cause this here be bad as hell.
All the matter is, I gotta get
trying to diss in the gangster's way. That's how them fools get dealt with. So what you wanna do? Don't even trip.
Step up, step up.
And I'ma bust your lip. Now I know that you know that I know you don't want me to, but keep on tripping and I'ma give it to you. The flow that I flow for you Negroes and hoes, devastating, captivating, elevating. And I operate, floating on cloud nine, so get
fired up, baby, fired up.
At your request, I guess it's time for me to hit the cut. It goes
one, two, three, four.
From the bottom to the top, top to bottom, I go. So now you know what I ain't and what I is. It's the baddest little pimp in this hip hop biz. OG is what I am, a brat is what I am. You know what I am, and you can't see, so let it go. I'm wrapped too tight. Take it how I give it and enjoy the night ride. Yeah, it's like that. It's like that. Both the 1994 is the brand. And you don't know. You better ask somebody. Dotty, dotty, I came to party. Big baby. JD, what you think about this right here, boy? Come on, come on.
I'm ready. ready to jet out. Words.
Dating a girl, it's hard, it ain't funny. Can't go, don't know if she want me or my money. So I'm being rude, cause I ain't sure. And I'm living the life you might call insecure.
I'm a nice individualistic, that's not materialistic. Not being egotistic, I just like a individualistic. The body artistic, a little bit of lipstick. Those are the type of girls that make the doctor.
Well, I'm definitely a love star. Hard when I'm undercover. I'll do kinky things to you if you swear not to tell your mother. I push, but I will show you as long as I'm above you. When I leave, just promise me can't go to sleep alone.
I want the girl with action, the Joe and Janet Jackson. I hate the dark, I want the light, so I can see reaction. Against all relaxing, prepare for steady waxing. When you leave, you must be evil, want satisfaction.
Girl, you wanna be with me? Because I need someone to be with, someone to talk to. You cold wanna be with me? Because you need someone to be with, someone to talk to.
A lot of these girls trying to play the role. Every time I see them, they're on the stroll. Teasing the fellas, wearing tight pants, leading us on after a soul dance. But in search of love, that's how I'm living. I want a girl to give me the same thing that I am giving to her. From now till the day I depart, well, she got to be a red bone, a beautiful word. But that is the way this type these views, like C.C. Williams on the Eyewitness News. I hate a girl that knows every guy. Before you introduce, he already says hi. I feel like touching a dead in the grill, but that's ill. So doctor, still, cause if it's meant to happen, that's how it'll be. Sooner or later, you'll co-be with me.
She wants to be with me, and I know this for sure. I could tell as soon as she walks through the door. Swings and sways and shakes her stuff like jello. Waiting for EMV to say hello. Skin tight clothing, with everything hanging. And all the boys admit that you're well worth banging. She only talks to walk, never wants to walk. She must be the most hard up in all New York. Like an angel, but then she keeps the face. At least that's a pretty picture she will love to paint. She's extraordinary, definitely rare. And anywhere you want me, baby, I'll be there. I'll make you feel content, fill you with bliss. Send a single through your body with just one check. But if you don't show, I won't be stunned. Give your mother my number, I know she'll come. Hey girl, if you wanna be with me, because I need someone to be with, someone to talk to. You go wanna be with me, because you need someone to be with, someone to talk to. I want a girl that'll turn me on. When I say go, I wanna hear her say gone. When I say leave, I wanna hear her say left. And if I say was it good, she better say death. That's the kind of girl that I am looking for. I really don't think there are any more. But if one appears one day, I walk up to her and check the face. I've been staring at you a while. And every time you see me staring, you crack a smile. The girl wanna be with me, it's true. If you didn't, I wouldn't be next to you. So please stop forever chasing. Girl, I'm tired of wasting. Hurry up, make the so-called move that you've been talking about, making girls show and prove. There's really no need to talk about it. You know what I want, so what about it? We can either go fast or slow, cause I'll be in and out before you know. You say you're resisting, but yet you're still kissing. Everybody thought that I've been wanting you to kiss. Hey girl, here's a spot you missed. So cold. Hey girl, if you wanna be with me, because I need someone to be with, someone to talk to. You cold wanna be with me?
Yeah, we live back pregame radio. It is what it is. That was UTFO, Cole Wanna Be With Me. Track picked by Ebb. You know, that's what she wanted to hear. It's her birthday. We got Deuce the Privilege in the building. We got the lovely Latanzo. She's here. She's in the special co-host seat. First of many for us. So she's rocking with us. It's and it's about that time. We're going to, like I said, still get into some more Deuce the Privilege and see what he's coming for, what he's bringing to the table. So, Deuce, let me ask you. How long you been rhyming, and what made you decide this is what you want to do? What made you want to be an artist?
I've been like rapping and writing since like I was 12 years old. I'm 27 now, so what's that, 15 years?
Okay, so what was it at the age of 12 that made you want to do this?
I always had a thing for English. And, growing up, I couldn't do anything without music, like homework. Everything I did revolved around music. I started listening to Wu-Tang Clan was, like, really the first rap that I was really listening to, like, frequently. Like, I had the bootleg mixtape, 36 Chambers, and reggae. I would listen to a lot of Wu-Tang, and I would listen to a lot of reggae when I was real young. Like, remember that shit, Dem My Bleach, Dem My Bleach, Jonathan Skin, all that shit. So, like, that's what I would listen to. And then me being, like, English being my favorite subject, I used to write poetry, like, in my English class. Like, I fell in love with poetry and all of that. So it was just only a matter of time before, like, you know, that poetry got put to beats. I used to be in my crib, you know, with the tape deck and, you know, one tape, a beat tape in one, with a recording tape in another, with the mic karaoke style, just recording in the crib. And that's where it really started. And, you know, I've just been doing it since then. At the age of 17, when I was in high school, is when I really started feeling myself. And I had enough confidence after rapping in the lunchroom to say, I'm going to really do this. And I started going on different public access shows, and I started performing, and that's when I really said, you know what, this is what I want to do, and I'm gonna go hard.
All right, that's what it is. So, like, we're rocking on pregame later. We got Deuce the Privilege. He's rocking with us. Network GX Media. Let's just give a brief overlap of some of the other projects that you steadily have your hand in. What else does Deuce the Privilege? How many hats are you wearing, Duke?
I'm one of the co-founders of Network ENT, R.I.P. D-Rock. D-Rock is my homie, my big brother, one of my best friends. We went to high school together. We put out our first mixtape together back in 2003. It was called, it was just Two of a Kind. And that was me and D-Rock. We 2 days apart. We both Pisces. I'm born on February 22nd. That's why I got the name Deuce. And he's born on February 24th. R.I.P. to D-Rock. We started Network along with my partner, Al Price, which he also went to school with us. That's D-Rock's cousin. And we started Network ENT. Network stands for Kings Now Educating the World of Real Knowledge. And we started Network ENT, you know, dealing with parties and music. Also, I have NY Fashion Connect. I'm also a co-founder in that, which is basically an online site where emerging designers, you basically get their stuff out there all across the world and, you know, market themselves. We do product placement, branding, and, you know, things like that. We do two big fashion shows a year during Fashion Week. So we out there grinding. Then I have GX Media, which is a multimedia agency where, you know, I help artists and models, you know, and other people get exposure and, you know, promote themselves. And we do everything from print and press, CDs, business cards, flyers, anything you need that has to do with multimedia, we do it.
Okay. So, like I said, you wear a lot of hats. You do a lot. How do you balance all of that stuff? How do you balance everything?
Yo, I don't even know. Between working a job that takes a minimum of 10 hours a day, my two kids and three businesses, I couldn't even tell you. And me being an artist, it's real hard. But you know, I got a couple of people in my corner that definitely hold me down. Shout out the Photos by Nay on Twitter. That's the girl name. She does photography for GX Media. Shout out to Jarazza and Diva. She's also, you know, PR analyst for GX Media. And, you know, shout out to everybody that does GX Radio with me, you know, the TDP girls and my whole network team, Young PU, Maine, everybody, Ken Lockhart over at NY Fashion Connect. You got to have a team. Like, my teams aren't that big in terms of people that put in work, but you know how that rule goes, 20% does 80. So because of that, you know, we're able to get things done.
All right, that's what it is. We're going to get into the next Deuce the Privilege joint. Tell us about Parking Lot.
Parking Lot, which was produced by King Clive, that's just a joint. I heard the beat, and I was like, yo, I like this right here. And I like cars, you know. I like cars. And it just, you know, Parking Lot, I got so many whips. I got a parking lot. I don't really have so many whips that I have a parking lot, but it's a joke because people who know me and see me frequently, they always be like, yo, every time I see you, you got another car. I always drive different cars. Like, so I just like, yo, you know what? I got so many whips, I got a parking lot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always switching up. I switch kicks.
So we're going to get into it. Brooklyn Black, you got Mr. Privilege. We got Latisha in the building, bringing us that Southern love, you know. And we rocking out. It's El's birthday, so we're doing the damn thing. But call us up, 347-857-4302. I may even extend the show by a few minutes tonight. So if you're listening online, you got to call us up to get locked in at 1 o'clock. So let's do the damn thing. Park a lot, do some privilege, and we'll be right back on pregame radio.
No.
Boys Parking Lot, Deuce the Privilege, our featured artist. The center of attention, like the letter N. I'm telling you, I've said it. That has to be one of the dopest lines I've heard in a minute. Because if you ain't know how to spell, you don't get it. But let's see. LaTangela, did you like that song there? Did you like Parking Lot?
I did, and you know what? I like it because every night when I go out to these clubs and I do these different events or whatever, people are always in the parking lot. You know, you got all these dudes bragging about this and bragging about that, and most of them here really show up every other night in a different car. So I know they can sit up there and bump that and say they're feeling it. It's braggadocious, but it got a swag to it to where not just the rappers are feeling it, but your D-boys are feeling it. Even some of your execs who want to be a thug for a night are feeling it. Some of my divas are feeling it because I like to swap rides out, too. You know, some days I feel like the gas guzzlers, and some days I just want to get in something that's good on gas because I only got five in my pocket, but I'm still swapping rides.
Wow. Oh, man. Okay, so there's a thumbs up there. Now, I'm gonna let you guys know, if we get more thumbs up on this, I won't even have to go into a third track from Deuce to Privilege. Because that right there will make them pre-game approved. Now, of course, that gets them a slot on the mixtape. Also, that makes him a candidate for a pre-game artist of the year, and he got real stiff competition. You know, like, he's going up against artists like Cashmere. We got Fuego, Frito, Chase Baker. It's so many. We got Daze, Crow Dillinger, Nobi. Like, so the competition is crazy for pregame artists of the year for 2011. So, dudes, I hope you're ready for this.
Yo, shout out to Fuego, shout out to Frito, Cashmere, A Squid. Well, I don't got no track with Cashmere yet, but I got tracks with a few of your up runners for the artists of the year. So that's what it is. Shout out to them.
All right, and also we rock with Deuce the Privilege. We got LaTangela in the building. But here's the topic I wanted to touch on for a little bit. So if this is pretty much for the same people, so if you're married, engaged, or whatever, you know, and you're free to talk, just know, you know, this could start arguments and whatever. But cuffing season is officially, well, not even officially, but cuffing season has come to an end. You know, it's starting to get nice outside. As I suspect, we had snow the other day, but it's starting to get nice out. You know, the spring flames are coming out and everything like that. So I wanted to know, what are we looking for? What are the men looking for? What are the women looking for? You know, as far as these flings. And also, what are some of these guidelines, you know, we got to have for the flings or the, you know, the spring romances or whatever. So Deuce, I don't know if you're actively looking, but as far as the spring flag, what are you looking for? What's going to catch your eye? Like, what makes you
yo, Black, you're not supposed to ask me questions like this, Black. You about to get me in trouble, Black.
So you tapped out?
Huh?
See, no,
you tapping out? You on the rope?
I hear you.
I said, are you tapping out or are you on the rope?
Nah, but you know what? I'm not really like everybody else. I've never really been one to follow except for Twitter. But, I usually, my cuffing season starts around this time.
Oh, so this is your cuffing season.
Yeah, I'm different. I cuff through the warm seasons, and then I curb through the colder seasons. Don't ask me why. It just happens like that for some reason. I think the major holidays are during the winter, so that's the best time to be single.
Wow, did you just do that? Okay, so here it is. I thought I was the only one. So from, like, November to March, I could be by myself. Because November you have Thanksgiving, and then in December you have Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Then you have New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. That's January. Then we got to make it to February for Valentine's Day. But in March, we ain't celebrating St. Patrick's Day. So, you know what I mean? I could find somebody then.
Exactly. See?
No doubt. We got Oli in the building. Oli, what's good?
Yo, what's good, everybody?
Holy, we're shaking.
Man, everything. I'm over. You already know how I roll, Deuce. But you guys are crazy. What's up, Miss LaTangela Faye?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Happy birthday, Ed. Is she on the line still, or is she partying?
She's rocking with us, but, you know, she's partying and with all the commotion. She's not on live, but she hears you.
I'm sure she is. I wish she could pass me a drink through the phone. But y'all are crazy with this topic, though. Who picked this topic? That's what I want to know, because it is so true.
Brooklyn
95. Yeah,
RJ, yes, I did this one.
On his job, right? Nah, I mean, yo, that's just funny. That's hilarious. But no, real talk, though, just kind of going back to the other thing that we do here on Pregame Radio, if you are still doing this come summertime, you know what I'm saying, and you're over 25 players, pound, you need your ass beat. Come on. Come on. Let's be real now. Come on now. But you know what's funny? Go ahead.
Ed's in the building. Ed's live. What's up, Ed?
Yo, what's poppin'? How are we? Thank you for the birthday wishes.
You're welcome. I called you earlier, but I figured you wouldn't answer.
Well, it's not that I wouldn't answer. It's just that, you know, things been popping off here. So I just didn't see it. I'm so sorry.
Wish the best. I know you guys are doing it up over there. God bless
y'all. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No doubt. So back to the topic at hand. What are we looking for, you know, as far as, you know, the flings and everything like so? Potential thing, like, what's your criteria?
Well, I mean, chances are if you got a puff, we cool. Right now, if a man got a gas card, he is the sexiest beast on the planet.
Y'all hear that, fellas? Get your gas cards.
That's it. I'll say I do for a gas card right now.
So that means that if you have a card and they ask for debit or credit, say credit so you get your money back. You feel me?
Wow.
I'm so serious.
Wow, that's just unheard of right there. But so we're rocking a pregame ready. We're trying to figure out from both sides, you know, what are we looking for, you know, for these new spring flings, these spring romances and all of that. We got Leek in the building. Yo, Leek.
Yo, what's good, Black?
What's good, man? So what meets your criteria for the spring fling or the spring, you know, relationship or whatever?
Well, I kind of relate with like what Deuce was saying. Like most people, they cuff during the winter, but I rather cuff during the summer because it's more people out, and I want that person I want to be seen. So we just gonna walk around the streets and just shut shit down, have people upset. During the winter is like when I'm free. I'm saying it's more people out. Like, you coming during the winter, everybody indoors. I'm going outside. Like, we're going to be places. We're going to be seen. Like, and they're like, oh, how did he get her? Or she's with him. Like, yeah, I want to give y'all something to talk about. So I come during the spring, summer. But my criteria. Huh?
That's crazy.
Y'all so childish. Nah, I'm saying, but it's not intentionally, like, it just happens like that. But farmer's criteria is, like, first and foremost, you have to be attractive for me to want to talk to you. But I don't really have a criteria. As long as I can conversate with somebody and we can talk about different things, like, I came across females that just want to talk about Twitter or Facebook and this and that, then I lose interest fast. Like, it's bigger than that. I like to just talk about whatever, so... That's my criteria, is conversation and our bond and, of course, appearance. Like, I take them slim, thick. I would really prefer a short because I'm little. I don't want to be doing nobody like 5'11". Shit don't look right.
Oh, man. Oh, wait. We had one thumbs up for the juice truck.
What happened?
We had one thumbs up, and I'm going to ask everybody who's on the check-in right now. Link, you heard that parking lot track. What you think about it? Thumbs up, thumbs down, in the middle?
I give it a thumbs up. Like, and it's not because I fucked with Deuce. Like, I was listening to this shit. I like this shit, though. Actually, I need to get that song. I need to get it.
I got you. Matter of fact, I'm about to tweet the link on Twitter right now. Download it straight to your BlackBerry.
Yo, he's the super promoter. I thought I was it. Like, he got me. Like,
okay, so there's a thumbs up there. Did you like parking lot?
Yeah, I definitely I liked it when that nigga said my chauffeur got a chauffeur. I was feeling that shit after that. Real talk.
Good
luck,
you. Good luck,
you. I like that. Word.
All right, so it is what it is. We're gonna make it official. Deuce the Privilege is now amongst the list of pre-game approved artists, spot on the mixtape, in the runners for pre-game artists of the year, all that good stuff.
So expect more from this man here, people. Expect more from this man here. And like I said, we're still going in on the topic. What's the, you know, those who are cuffing or those who are just looking for the fling, what's the criteria? What are y'all looking for? You know, like, does she have to have long hair? Does he have to rock a fling?
A dude with long knot. Look, all right, look, if you're not Puerto Rican, you ain't got, and you're over 25, you ain't got no business with no long hair. You're a grown-ass man now. Come on now. Stop it.
Fuego the past.
Huh?
I said Fuego the past because he's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, he's Puerto Rican. You know that's how they do, son. That's how they do. So, you know, that's his culture. We can't fuck with him for that. But real talk, come on. Anybody else, you a grown man. You shouldn't have no braids here, no long-ass. Come on, yo. That's just not cool, man.
My other man here, that he'd be feeling some type of weight, but, you know, to each his own.
Man, y'all feel fucked. That shit is crazy. Man. No.
So it is what it is. We're rocking here at Pre-Game Radio, Brooklyn Black. We got Ebb in the building. It's her birthday, so we showing love. We playing all the joints that she wanted.
Y'all, can I ask a question?
What's up?
I want to, being that we talk about hair, because I was on Twitter talking about this yesterday. Now, fellas, do y'all prefer, how y'all feel about weaves?
I don't have nothing against it. You pay for it.
Now, and it's crazy that pregame staff member and weave enthusiast Lady Steele is not on the check-in tonight.
Wow. Did you say weave enthusiast?
Yes.
Wow.
Like she swears by it. Like, she loves it. Now, here's my thing. I prefer to check if it's, you know, her natural hair, long, short, whatever, like, long as it grew out of your head. I don't mean yours like you went and bought the shit. No, I mean, you know, it grew out of your head. Like, whether you rock it long, you rock it short, I prefer the natural, but I understand why mostly when they get the weaves and all that. But that's really not my, or that's not my cup of tea. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. I prefer short, real hair over fake long hair any day, because, like, I like to play in a woman's hair. I don't want to feel or see your tracks, like, you know what I'm saying? When it's time to get down with the get down, I don't want to have to worry about pulling that shit out.
So grab the back of the neck. You got to improvise the situation. You heard?
Nah, I got to think for him. I
don't want no weave glue on my pillowcase. You know, I don't want to. I don't want to do the hand and the whole thing come out of my hand.
And God forbid if I'm in a relationship and you got a bunch of weave and you're in my crib, you leaving that shit everywhere, evidence all over the crib.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I disagree, though. I take them how they come. You know, that's just me, though. It is what it is. You can have a weave.
I'm not knocking it. If it look real, that's what's up. Now, I mean, they got fake ass, fake chicks, fake nails.
I like it, you know. Fake nails, I hate them.
Look, he said he's leaving evidence around like he's dating a shed and cat or something.
Yeah.
He just got fur balls all over the place.
Yo, Black, can I ask one more question, Black?
Oh, well, before you do, let's get to this call. The last four digits is 6184. You're live on Pre-Game Radio. She's singing along to something that we can't hear. 6184, you live on the air.
All right,
we'll go back to that one. Your question was?
Who that singing? Somebody weave too tight.
Shut off the brain circulation.
All right, now this is my question for the ladies. I want to know, how come y'all run around with fake ass, fake tits, fake nails, fake hair, fake eyelashes, fake eyes, but say y'all want a real nigga? I'm confused.
Oh. Man, y'all said y'all was New York and not Beverly Hills.
Nah. Well, I can't answer that intelligently for you because I don't subscribe to none of that shit. I don't wear no fake nails, no fake head, no fake eyelashes. I'm just not into that shit. It's just
that's what's up.
I'm not. I don't have the time, or I don't want to put forth the effort to be so high maintenance like that. That shit is high fucking maintenance. And I ain't got time for that. I got shit to do. I got time to worry about if this lash is glued on right,
or this last is not what. I just, nah, man, fuck that.
It's crazy. Like, you could go to bed with one female and wake up with a whole nother.
Yeah, well, you know
what? Well, that shit you had on last night.
Yeah, I don't know who you've been rolling with. Yo, maybe you need to be a little more selective.
You bitch, yo.
Yeah,
that's good.
You break it down like that. Word up, that's crazy.
And I got something else I want to play for Ev. We're going to get into it. Call us up, 347-857-4302. We talking about the criteria for the cuff season or the non-cuffing season, however you guys want to play it this go-around. So hit us up, and we live on there. We're going to rock a little bit past 1 o'clock. So if you're listening via Internet, you want to call in, 341, because after that, the lines will be closed, and whoever's in is rocking with us.
Aww.
Aww. Hey,
you know what?
What's up?
To your dude who asked the question about the chicks with the eyelashes and the makeup, he say this and he say that, but I bet you that's the first chick he's chasing after, just like the rest of these dudes who always say they're the real chick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah.
Don't get me wrong. Hold on. Listen.
And they talking over these chicks in Hollywood, and as soon
listen
as they rolls up on them, they be like, oh, you know what, she cool, but I'm going to pass, and I'm going to go for this one, or I'm going to go for that one. You know what I mean? That sounds fine at the end, and I don't knock it either one way or the other, because, you know, you can like what you like, but you always say, oh, yeah, I want me a real chick. But as soon as a Nicki Minaj talking about just glammed up, because on the off day, she ain't like that. But if she walked up like that, and you know who she was, you wouldn't look twice. But if she walked up the way that she is,
actually,
and you didn't
Nicki
know
Minaj
who she was,
the
you look at her twice.
Nah, not at all, because I'm keeping 100 with you. Like, at the end of the day, like, that's not what I'm looking for. That's not what I'm into. Don't get me wrong. I still be, though. I would still be. I'm going to keep it 100. But,
and that's what you would be first.
Yo, listen. I like my chicks like my drinks. I like my chicks mixed like my drink. You know what I'm saying? So when they mix, they be having all that naturally. You know what I mean? Like, I take a little bit of anything. Put some black with anything, and I'm good with it.
You know what? We're going to keep it 1,000 right now. When was the last time you walked in the club and say, man, she looked like she got a nice personality?
That's not about, nah, in the club,
money.
Hey,
sing it.
Baby, I got your money.
club like this all night. Bitches, put your ass out, let me hold it tight. You're looking at my wrist saying, this so nice. The price, bitch, is diamond shining disco line. You better help me solve my problem. I'ma get this money and rob them. Lucky dog when I won the lotto. Ran up on my car, I'm carrying Rollo. But hold on, you can call me dirty and then lift up your skirt. And you want some of this dirty. God made dirt and dirt, bust your ass. Stop annoying me, yeah, play my music loud. And take the bass and old dirty to move the crowd. Just say he had his dick in his mouth. Eddie Murphy taught me that back of the
but
house.
But give him the money.
It's your boy Chase Baker, and every Friday night I'm locked in with Brooklyn Black and Tasha B on Pregame Radio. Feel me? Feel me? Feel me? Feel me? Feel me? Feel me?
Yeah, we live back on Pregame Radio. Not worth some ODB for you right there, doing the damn thing. Got your money. Rest in peace to the homie. We got newly Pregame approved artists. I like saying that, Pregame approved, but you got dudes to privilege in the building. We got the lovely LaCangela, who just put him on the hot seat with this question. And then he got an answer, but for those who missed it, LaCangela, ask the question again.
He over here yelling he want a chick who keep it real, don't have this and don't have that. He'd rather it all natural. But when he walk in the club, when was the last time he say, man, she sure look like she got a nice personality? The first chick he go after is the Kim Kardashians, the Kelly Rowlands, the Beyoncés, the Ciaras. And I know they spend hours in a salon, and ain't nothing real about it other than they just want to be real pretty for the night. That's the only
thing. Nah, listen, to answer your question, first off, my name is, well, some of y'all may know me as Deuce, but my name is Privilege. And when I go to the club, I already got ladies with me. That's first.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And second
okay,
off.
And how many of them went to the salon and got a sew-in before they went with you, though?
I don't, I'm telling you, like, listen, just this year, matter of fact, last year, because we're in 2011, just last year, I started dealing with females that rock weave. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. That's not my thing. Like, I was so turned off by it, but I'm going to tell you how I ended up dealing with a chick that had weed, because she was bad, and most of the time I could tell, but I was able to look at her. I knew it was a weed, but you couldn't really notice it, and it just fit her just right, and that opened me up to dealing with females with weeds. Keeping it so 100 right now. As I'm looking. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the tracks. I'm looking for the different textures that are here in one part, all of that. I'm checking for it.
So you finally got your chick out of the kitchen efficiency. You finally sent her to a real salon.
Nah. I mean, that's not. See, like I said, I like my girls mixed. So you know, that be taken care of already. They don't be needing all that.
Mixed people wear weaves. White folks were the first
they
ones
do.
To start rocking weaves.
Listen, blacks, whites, Hispanics, they all wear weave. But majority of the females I've dealt with, like I'm telling you, prior to 2010, I was not dealing, like, none of the females I was dealing with wore weave. That's just me. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I don't like the long eyelashes. I can get by with the weaves. Like, that kind of get me. They should be looking like they get me ready to fall out your eye. I don't care.
Like I said, I prefer the natural. You know.
I didn't say natural though. Hold on. I didn't say natural.
What?
I don't know about because I don't do the afros.
You just said natural.
I took with an afro.
Huh?
I took with an afro.
I can't hear y'all. What you say?
I said I'll take the trick with afro. It's nothing.
Now that's what's up. Black power, more power to you. I got a pick for you to give it to.
You know, I can't get with that one.
Nah, black and he jazz beat, Black. Black and he jazz beat.
I'm thinking for the Afro. Wait, when you say Afro, you mean like...
I'm also...
You aphrodisiac, like, that's how you get it up, Black?
Huh?
Aphrodisiac, you talking about the big, puffy Pam Griffro joint?
Yo, she can have it with the Afro pick with the fist on the back. I don't give a fuck.
Nah, if she got a curly fro, where it's like a fro, but it's a bunch of curls, that's dope. I like that. That's sexy. But like a Afro, like she trying to, like she just.
Like
the
Black
Panther,
like, shit. I can't do that.
Like a nigga, you know how a nigga. Yo, you know how a nigga hair be when he trying to get braids? If shorty hair look like that, I can't fuck with her.
Wow.
All you got to do is get her some Ultra Sheen grease. And she off.
It's a soul glow.
Some soul glow.
Some soul glow. That's your soul glow.
Get some soul glow popping. But I'm gonna go on record. I take a nice little nice hair, light skin, you know, something like a LaTangela Faye. I take one of those.
So Black, you like them light, dark, what? Since we're on the topic of just...
Honestly, it doesn't matter, but just recently I've been attracting the lighter ones. But I really don't have a preference. You know, I do have a preference, but whether she's light or not, I don't care.
I think most
men don't... If there's something about her that jumps
really
at
me... These guys be really picky, but... Let's open the lines up to the ladies. Like, what is your preference? I mean, because I've noticed that guys are super picky. She got to be this color, this size, this weight, hair this color, hair this style, this
so
trash.
What's your preference?
Natural. Yeah, I want to know what LaTangela's preference is.
Yeah, what's your preference?
Get out my head, son.
Yeah. That was bait. I knew somebody was going to jump out the window.
You know, let's not all jump out the window at once. My preference is a guy who really just carries himself in a mannerable way. You know, like, whatever his style is, as long as he does it and he's neat, and I can take him in public, but I can take him to the park and to my mama, you know, he got to be that chameleon. He's got to be able to fit in any situation, and the personality just got to shine through it, you know, so it doesn't matter if he's tall, if he's short, if he's light, if he's, you know, it doesn't matter. He just got to be real clean.
I might have to change my name to Baton Rouge Black. I may be moving. I may have to do that.
I got a gas card.
And the winner is.
That's funny.
Deuce, you're funny nigga. Deuce, I beat that.
Yo.
Shout out to Deuce. Me and Deuce was at Myrtle Beach, huh?
Yo,
the guy with an awesome mouthpiece. See, that gas card just won me over.
Damn,
wow.
we gotta put a bid wall on that one.
Y'all so silly.
So Jay the Tech Guy, man, you've been quiet. Let's hear it from you, man. You gotta share something you go for.
As long as it's all them, I'm all good, you know. I'm not really feeling all that weaves and everything, to each their own. I don't hold no judgment for it neither. It's just not what I go for, you know. But as long as it's just all her, it doesn't matter, you know.
See, we all don't like weaves, told you.
I do.
Yeah. Matter of fact, whoever invented the lace front Newsday Ashby, I hate them shit.
Yeah.
That's just me. You know,
I never told you. I can't do the really, really short hair neither. She can't have shorter hair than me. You know.
So you wouldn't say to Tony Braxton?
Y'all can't share durags?
I mean, so
nah,
you wouldn't share Tony. You wouldn't share your durag with Tony Braxton?
This girl broke up with me because I told her she looked like Curious George when she cut her hair off, but she did it by surprise.
Wow.
Like she just showed up with no hair.
Well, that means you didn't really like her in the first place.
Yeah, I got caught like that, too. I was heated, though. I was like, oh, man, I should have, like, swear.
Nah, I told the mother of my kids, like, she was joking. She's like, yo, would you beat me if I cut my hair? I was like, hell no. And I was dead-ass serious.
I heard she was cutting her hair, but I didn't think she was going to get a
long hair, though.
Oh, you know what? If you asked her that and she told you no and she cut it anyway, I guess she didn't like you much.
Oh, nah, she ain't cut her hair. Nah, she ain't stupid.
Okay,
well, so
shot.
I got a set of tickets to give away. I'm having a giveaway.
Yo, so what I gotta do to win those? Because I need to go on a date. I'm listening.
So we got a set of tickets to the Laugh Lounge in New York City. And here's the question that you must answer. Here's how you answer. You can go to pregameradio.ning.com and make your profile and post the answer on the page. Or you can hit me up on Twitter, at Brooklyn Black, or pregame_radio with the pound sign, trivia answer. And I'm even doing this. I'm even going to open up the availability down to Latanzo so she can even enter in and win also. And since if there's tourists, I'm going to throw in a 450 Metro card. Like, sorry, you know, I ain't got it like that. I can't provide car service, none of that bullshit, but I will give
you a
Metro card.
Now you got to throw in a gas card, Black.
Yeah. Well, if Latisha wins, like she ain't taken care of, I'll handle her transportation with this for anybody else. Y'all getting Metro cards. Now, Leek is the manager, the Bobby Digital, the RZA of the super group Super Faction TGO. Question is, what does TGO stand for?
I can't win the tickets, Black. Come on.
Yo, time. Yo, hold on. Where I gotta go? Time. Hold on, I'm about to at Free Game Radio right now. I need those tickets. Yo,
You ineligible. You cannot.
Why am I ineligible? I ain't a part of TGO. I fuck with them, but I can win.
Nah.
Okay,
now you're not claiming your set? No.
Yo, Black.
Ed has spoken. Can I do the trivia? Ineligible.
Somebody should have answered this shit 3 fucking shows ago by now, son. Come on, yo. If y'all don't know the answer, please hit me up on Facebook so I can give it to you. So you get these fucking tickets and this nigga can stop doing this shit. Okay, hit me up on Facebook, Ebba Hazel Smoker, and I will tell you the answer. What TGO stands for. And if you ain't figure it out, then you slow as a motherfucker. Word up.
And you need your ass, people. We got another caller on the line. That's what business is 9032. You are live on Pregame Radio. Who are you? Where you calling from?
Yo, it's Jay the Tech Guy, son. I lost my other phone.
This guy, he has too many phones, but he's rocking with us.
Two of them died at the same time. Who saw that coming?
This guy here, but he's rocking with us. Also, I just want to thank you again because she's been rocking with us. Like I said, first of many. And also, next Friday, April 1st, first show of April, I think I'd do it this day. It will be Ladies' Night on Pregame Radio again. All right, so we're going to do a damn thing. Of course, y'all know the ladies come take over, Ab, Oli, Lady Still, Tasha B. You know, they come together and they rock the show. You know, as far as the artists and everything goes, I don't know. But also, I'm real happy. I got to announce I finally found a female MC who is not afraid to come on Pregame Radio.
Oh, I have somebody, too. She got balls, too.
Now, tomorrow night, Pregame Radio, we don't have Z Swag in the building. She got a couple of nice little freestyles and things like that. So we're going to do that. And like I said, and she'll probably be our first female pregame-approved artist of 2011. So I'm kind of amped for that because everyone knows I've been searching for the female MCs, not afraid to come on Pregame Radio and do the damn thing.
That's what's up.
So tomorrow we got Z Swag. Next Friday is Ladies' Night. The TGO takeover is coming.
Okay, can't wait.
We also have the Baltimore Team Austin takeover. So there's a lot of stuff going down for Pregame Radio. All right? But hit us up, 347-857-4302. You got 4 minutes to do so. We still rock a little bit. We got Deuce of Privilege. We got Latanza. Abby's here celebrating her birthday with us. We got Luke Beth and TGO.
Happy birthday, Ed.
Thank you, baby.
You know, and we got Oli, of course, in the building with the cash administration. She's bouncing it every which way and out, doing the damn thing, always grinding. And we just here rocking out. We chilling. We talking about the criteria, what we're looking for the spring flings or the new cuppa season. And also, I didn't really hear much from the ladies. Like, what happened? Like, you ladies prefer a dude, you know, at the club, I don't know, three-piece suit, you want to do jeans and pins.
Well, first of all, you know, I don't do that club shit. You know, I don't like being around a whole bunch of people at one time. You know that, so I don't rock with that. All right, but real talk, if there's anything, you do got to make me laugh. I don't give a fuck. Everything, look, everything and anything is a possible fucking joke for us. Shit got to be funny. You got to be quick. You got to be able to think fast and quick on his feet. You know what I mean? All that other shit, I'm not into material things, so I'm not interested in what he's driving or what kind of fucking watch he got on. That shit is bullshit to me. That means nothing. Because you could have all that and still not be a person of substance. I need a motherfucker of substance, somebody that I like to talk to, that, yeah, okay, we can rock and roll, but after that, we can have a decent conversation. You know what I mean? So just simple, just some simple shit that makes me laugh.
Okay, so that's what Ev wants. We know the potential, you know, gas car, you got your foot in your door already. I'm about to hit the head station right now and get, like, a couple of them. But, Oli, like, what's the purpose for you?
Okay, all right. So I can't even lie. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know, like, when you meet somebody, you know, you don't just be like, oh, personality, whatever, because you don't see that first. So off top, yeah, I got to say, you know, I like them dark. I like them tall. But if you cannot stimulate my, like, if you open up your mouth and it's not going nowhere, like, I can't. So, I mean, you got to be intelligent. You know, I love a man that's talented. I don't know. Like, y'all were talking about the long hair thing. Like, I'm Samoan. I don't know about y'all. Like, if y'all don't know what Samoan is, we are all related. Samoans, like, have long hair or whatever. And, you know what I mean? I'm just attracted to that. But, you got to be, I don't know. You got to have your swag right. You got to walk right. You got to talk right. You know what I'm saying? It's like every...
So for you you know, the swag, the demeanor got to be on point.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I hate that word swag, though. I can't even lie. But
yo, Oli, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Not to put you in a box and not to sound ignorant, but, like, what? All right, your nationality is Samoan, but, like, what race would you put yourself in?
Islander? I'm Samoan. I mean,
wow.
What do you mean what race? I mean I'm from the island.
Okay. Nah, cause like I don't know, like I've met
when I was in New York, nobody, I like for real, people would be like, what are you? Blah, blah, blah. Like I'd be like, oh, you know,
I thought you were black and Asian.
You know, yeah, a lot of people do. You know who the Rock is, right? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like Palomalu, you know, from Steelers, Keith Samoan, or, you know, Junior Seau, football players, you know. That's
yeah, it's a lot
know.
Of Samoans in Hawaii.
Yeah, I was born in Hawaii, yeah.
The Rock is
black.
Y'all deep out there.
Oh, God, you don't mention the Rock ever paying attention now.
Nah, because I met some Samoans, and some of them say they black, some of them say they not, so I'm just trying to figure out, like, Where do y'all fit in it?
Oh, nah, you know why they say that? Because they say, because we're just so alike, you feel me? But, out there in New York, it's hard to tell y'all because y'all don't really know. But if you talk to, like niggas out here, they know, they'll tell you, like, Samoans is niggas, you know what I mean? Like, we all rock the same, you feel me? So, like, out there on the East Coast, it's kind of hard. You know what I mean? Because y'all are so, like, not familiar with us. But it's kind of like, you know, like Puerto Rican. You know what I mean? Like,
she said, they niggas.
We're talking about, I don't even say that like that. You know what I mean? I really don't even say that like that. But real talk. You know, that's how it goes. Like, if you guys were to talk to some people out here in Cali, you know what I mean? Like, they'll tell you what's up, like, for real.
So we still rocking, of course. You know, everybody knows it's past 1 o'clock, but we're still going. So everybody's rocking with us on the check, and we're doing the damn thing. It's crazy. The man has
initiating shutdown sequence.
Oh, there we go. So anyway, let's get the hell up out of here. Like I said, follow us on Twitter, Brooklyn Black. You know, I follow back when I can. Pregame_radio. Check us out on Facebook. We're doing the damn thing. Big shout out. Thank you so much, Mr. LaTangela Faye. Please let people know on Twitter, Facebook, how can they see? see you?
Well, all of my links are posted at LatangelaFayRadio.com. I'll be in New York soon. I'm actually coming out there with the American Heart and Stroke Association and performing with Chrisette Michelle for our awards banquet. I've been labeled as the Ambassador of the Year, and we're doing our thing out there at the Apollo Theater. And all of the links are posted at LatangelaFayRadio.com, so I expect to see y'all when I get there.
Oh, you know I'm in the building. I'm being
don't worry
live
about this
direct.
Trip. Don't worry about it on this round. I'm going to bring the gas cards this time just to show you something else this Saturday.
Okay, that's what's up.
And I appreciate you for having me here. And
no doubt. So, like, so check out this. Who's playing music in the background? They might get their ass beat for it. Check out Miss LaTangela Faye. She's here. She's doing the dancing. Like I said, she'll be back more often. Ladies' night next Friday night. Deuce, let the people know where can they find you at.
www.gxmedia.biz.
Okay. And Twitter?
Twitter, follow my company page, IMGXmedia. Yo, quick plug real quick. April 4th, GX Media, GX Radio Showcase. Black Eagle have a couple of tickets to give away on his next show as well, so I'm gonna get those to you so you can give some to your listeners and all of that. And we
okay, so we're doing that.
Let
so go. That's what it is. Link, let the people know, man, where can they get in contact with you and access TGO?
You know, Twitter, we all over there, Malik_TGO. That's basically it from there, you know. After that, I give you my email and all that. But I stay on Twitter, so I fucks with all y'all. So if they following y'all, I talk to y'all, Malik_TGO. And there's a lot of us. So once you find out who me is, you'll find out who the rest. Thanks for the opportunity,
exactly.
You know.
Come on. You know, TGO, like I said, we having a TGO takeover. We working that out right now. Like I said, ladies night, we got to have the spoken word show. And that's going to be a real big one. Some momentous there. Tomorrow night, we got Z-Swag in the building. Follow everybody here. Y'all already know. We're doing the damn thing. I think I was filling the Wu-Tang, you know, the Wu-Tang filled the ODB. So I think I might just go out with that. Ab, is that right? Can I go out with some Wu-Tang tonight?
Yeah, I'll sign. Do what you're going to do.
All right, so that's what it is. We'll be here tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Rock with us. And this is your boy, Brooklyn Black. We out of here. Thanks for tuning in. Be safe.
Watch these rap niggas get all up in your guts. French vanilla, butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched. And scoops in my ice cream truck. Who cares it up?
Yo, honey, dip, summertime, fine, jerry dripping. Seen you with pickings with a bunch of chickens, how you clicking? I kept shooting strong notes as we got close. She rock roast, honey throat smelling like impulse. Your whole shell, baby's wicked like Nimrod. Caught me like a freshwater straw, or may I not be God? Attitude is very rude, boo. Crabby like seafood, it turns me on like Vine, see it all rude. They call me Starkey Love One, check the strategy by any means. Shirley Temple Girls was done by Billy Dean. Black Mrs. America, your name is Erica, right? True. Lazy apple, small feet, six shoe. Caramel complexion, breath smelling like cinnamon. Excuse me, honey, don't mean no harm. Turn around again, goddamn, backyard's banging like a Benzie. If I was Jiggy, you'd be spotted like Spot McKenzie. I'm high powered, put a Dina Howard to sleep, you're parting. That bitch been on my mind all week, but I'll bet to you, Maybelline Queen, let's make a scene. You can have anything in this world except cream. So what you wanna do? What you wanna do? Let's go ahead and walk these dogs and represent Woo.
Watch these rap niggas get all up in your guts. French vanilla, butter, pecan, chocolate, deluxe.
I am the light. L-Y-L-L-Y-T-E. I am the light.
Understand the metaphoric phrase light as a rock. It's explaining how heavy the young lady is. You know what I'm saying, King?
Yes, my brother. But I would consider light as a rock a simile because of the usage of the word as. And now, directly from the planet of Brooklyn, MC Light as a rock.
Must I say it again? I said it before. Move out the way when I'm coming through the door. Me? Heavy, light as a rock. Guys, watch. Even some of the girls watch.
step back, it ain't that type of party. No reply if you hate somebody. Get out my face, don't want to hear no more. If you hate rejection, don't try to score. First base, you ain't got what it takes. Your smile, your wink, your big face flake. You're so pathetic, you make my stomach turn. You beg, you borrow, now you have to learn. I am the light. A rock, or I could say a boulder, rolling down your neck, pounding on your shoulders. Never shall I be in a sea called a wannabe. I am the light, L-Y-T-E. This is the way it is, don't ever forget. Hear the rhyme, someone else, and you know they've been all in the way, just little obstacle. Chew them up, spit them out, just like popsicles. Suckers out of my way, we're not on the same wavelength. I show stability, potential, and strength. On the other hand, you are weak and unruly. Could never be a spot, but you're just a plain stupid. I am the light. I'm a slave, to the rhythm. Death rhymes on the microphone is what I'm giving. Yes, I am a rock and you are just a pebble. Milk turn up the bass and rock are just a level. Cause a rap can paint 1,000 words and I can paint 1,000,000. Wait, light is capable of painting up 1,000,000,000 raps. And when I say it, this is what I mean. 40-02 and the Alliance on the scene. Now I'd like to say what's up to my producer, King of Chill. Party people, are you ready? Jam if you will. Never underestimate Light DMC. I am a rapper who is here to make things the way they're meant to be. The word ultimate, I'm here to take the title. But I had a little trouble, launched my rubber. But I got rid of those who try to rock me. Light is here, no one can stop me. I am the light. We also have hip-hoppers that follow. By the tone of my voice, you can tell I am a scholar. I'm also the leader of the hip-hop followers. Now get this, I'm at a gym and I'm rocking it. Suckers like a checkerboard, red, black, and clocking it. The graces I ease across the stage, bars around the audience, sort of like a cage. They laugh, cause they assume I'm in prison, but in reality, they're locked in. Once again, I'll state that I can't be stopped, cause yo, I am as light as rock.
Yeah. Y'all thought I forgot. I ain't forget. Booster Pippers got to leave us something light for pregame radio. You know, so it's good thing y'all, you know, y'all still here. Y'all still rocking with us because y'all about to hear something real nice off the top of the dome from Booster Privilege. He's going to rock. He's going to take us out. Like I said, thanks again, everybody who rocked with us. Everybody was here. Oh, I know that's not paper out here, Crinkle, and I know he's not about to spit something off the paper.
Who, me?
I
was on your show last week. You know, I stood off the top, babe, bro. My brain cells don't allow me to remember rhymes. You hear my beat,
I had to make sure. So we about to do this. Brooklyn Black, Deuce the Privilege. Love you, Latanja Mafay. Thank you again so much. And, of course, you got to come back. So we about to do the damn thing. Latanja, you ready for some off the top rhymes real quick before we get out of here? I know she's still there, but she's not. All right, but it's all well and good. Deuce, let's do it.
First off, I want to shout out everybody, the whole pregame radio family, Brooklyn Black. Thanks for having me. Had a great time. Shout out to everybody that called in and tuned in. I'm going to hit y'all with something light off the top of the head. It's 1 in the morning, but at 6 o'clock, I got to get up and chase that bread. Babies got to get fed. Bills got to get paid. Saturday night after I do my show tomorrow, I'm trying to get laid. Step off the stage. Shorties fill my waves. Like Shorty said, I'm 27 and over, so I'm too old for braids. Never rock a fade. Keep a fresh fitted. Network is a team. Motherfuckers get with it. Brooklyn Black, this is pregame radio. We out here, ladies. I need fellatio. Gotta keep it clean. Gotta keep it tight. I tell her get up if she ain't doing it right. Now it's 1:10. How long can I keep going? Fuck it. Deuce never stop. The kick keep flowing. Never take a breath. My lungs stay with air. When it come to kicks, always cop 2 pair. But different colors. I like to switch it up. I go hard. My flow just hiccup. I just spit up. That mean the flow so sick. You can get it hard or soft. Take your pick. Pause. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Wait, we got to stop. Oh, my goodness. That was craziness. That was madness. So, big shout out. Tune in to us tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. We're doing the damn thing again. We're going to have Z-Swag in the building. You know, first female MC for the year 2011. So, we're going to see if she can be pregame proof. See if she can rock with the big boys and all that. So, set us up tomorrow, man. We out of here. And I'm about to go in with this another pregame world premiere exclusive. You know, it was premiered, so if you hear it on the mainstream, anything like that, just know pregame radio had it first, all right? Keywon with the St. Lunatics. Yeah, I know Future Nelly and all that good stuff. So here we go. We out of here. Peace.
My jeans fresh from the cleaners, man. Fitted pocket full of change.
Damn, boy, you clean.
You ain't gotta tell me.
Yeah, that. I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
Who you looking for?
Motherfucker.